जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर दारे जय गिरिवर दारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर दारे जय गिरिवर दारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर दारे जय गिरिवर दारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर दारे जय गिरिवर दारे जय यशोद नंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय यशोद नंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय यशोद नंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय यशोद जय व्रज जन रंजन जय यमुना तीर वन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वन हरे जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर दारे जय गिरिवर दारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर दारे जय गिरिवर दारे जय यशोद नंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय यशोद नंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय यमुना तीर वन चारे जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वन हरे जय कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारे जय राधा ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೋ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ 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 ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ 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 ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ 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 ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಬಲದೇವ ಜಯ ಸುಭದ್ರಾ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಬಲದೇವ ಜಯ ಸುಭದ್ರಾ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಬಲದೇವ ಜಯ ಸುಭದ್ರಾ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಬಲದೇವ ಜಯ ಸುಭದ್ರಾ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಯನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ನಯನ ಪಥ ಗಾಮಿ ಭಾವ ತುಮೆ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಯನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ನಯನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ಭಾವ ತುಮೆ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಯನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ನಯನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ಭಾವ ತುಮೆ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಯನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ಭವ ತುಮೆ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ Radha Vallabha Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Vallabha Shri Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Shri Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Shri Radhe Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Prahlad Narasimha Prahlad Narasimha Jaya 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 Prabhupada 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 Jaya Guru Deva 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 Guru Deva Guru Deva Jaya Guru ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। हरे कृष्णा ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय 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 ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्विन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकथामाह्यं दधाति स्वापथान्तिकं जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासति गौरभक्त बृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचा पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयं तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी।
reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15. The title of the chapter is Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, text number 60. Text number 60 does not have any purport, so we'll read 60 and 61 together. Dhatavo avaya vitva cha tanmatra avaya avai vinam na syur hi asati avaya vine asan avayavayo antaha. This shloka is like a little bit, so we'll just try to read. Dhatavo avayavitavascha. Dhatavo avayavitavascha. Tanmatra avayavairvina. Tanmatra avayavairvina. Nasyurhi asati avyavaini. Asan avyavo antaha. Dhatavo avyavitavascha. Tanmatra avyavairvina. Nasyurhi asati avayvyani. Asan avyavo antaha. Dhatavo avyavitascha. Tanmatra avayavairvina. Nasyurhi asati avyavaini. Asan avyayo antaha. The sloka is a little bit tricky, but whatever we can read, that's all right. Dhatavo avyavatavascha. Tanmatra avyavairvina. Nasyurhi asati avyavaini. Asana avyavo antaha. Dhatavo avyavitavascha. Tanmatra avyavairvina. Nasyurhi asati avyavini. Asana vayavo antaha. Dhatavo avyavitavascha. Tanmatra avyayorvina. Nasyurhi asati avyavine. Asana vayavo antaha. Dhatavo avyavitvascha.
Tanmatra Vyavair Vina. Nasyur hi asati avyavini. Asana vayavo antaham. Dhatavo avyavitascha. Tanmatra avayavair vina.
Asati
Nasyurhi asati avavyavini asanavayavo antaha.
Dhatavaha, the five elements.
Avayaviva,
being the cause of bodily conception. Cha, and tat matra, the sense objects, sound, taste, touch, etc. Avayavai, the subtle parts. Vina, without. Na, not. Syu, can exist. He, indeed. Asati, unreal. Avayavini, in the formation of the body. Asan, not existing. Avayava, the part of the body. Antaha, at the end. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Because the body is formed of the five elements, it cannot exist without the subtle sense objects. Therefore, since the body is false, the sense objects are also naturally false or temporary. There is no purport. Text number 61. Sya sadrishya brahmastavat vikalpe sati vastunaha jagrat swapau yata swapne tata viti nishedatha. Translation. When a substance and its parts are separated, the acceptance of similarity between one and the other is called illusion. While dreaming, one creates a separation between the existence called wakefulness and sleep. It is in such a state of mind that the regulative principles of the scriptures, consisting of injunctions and prohibitions, are recommended. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In material existence, there are many regulative principles and formalities. If material existence is temporary or false, this does not mean that the spiritual world, although similar, is also false. That one's material body is false or temporary does not mean that the body of the Supreme Lord is also false or temporary. The spiritual world is real, and the material world is similar to it. For example, in the desert, we sometimes find a mirage. But although the water in the mirage is false, this does not mean that there is no water in reality. Water exists, but not in the desert. Similarly, nothing real is in the material world, but reality is in the spiritual world. The Lord's form and His abode, Goloka Vrindavan, in the Vaikuntha planets are eternal realities. From Bhagavad Gita, we understand that there is another prakriti or nature which is real. This is explained by Lord Himself in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 8.19-21. Bhuta ghramasa evayam bhutva bhutva praliyate ratriagame avashaparta prabhavati agaragame parastasmatu bhavonyo avyakto vyakta sanatanaha yaha sarveshu bhuteshu nasyatsu na vinakshyati. Avyaktokshara ityukta tamahu paramam gatim yam prapyana nivartante taddhama paramam mamam. Again and again, quote, again and again the day of Brahma comes and all living beings are active. And again the night falls, O Partha, and they are helplessly dissolved. Yet there is another nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is superior and is never annihilated. When all in this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is. That supreme abode is called unmanifested and infallible and is the supreme destination. When one goes there, he never comes back. That is my supreme abode. The material world is a reflection of the spiritual world. The material world is a temporary or false, but the spiritual world is an eternal reality. So here the last few slokas are becoming a little bit more philosophical, and it is explaining about the usual philosophy we know is the body and the soul. Soul is different from the body. But here it's this is what we need Acharya to explain this, because otherwise we may get easily sidetracked. When you just read only the translation, I didn't understand anything. Even now, after reading the translation so many times, still not understanding much. Because we are not that knowledgeable or understandable, or we don't have. So we need this Acharya to guide us. So that's fortunately, Srila Prabhupada has given this elaborate purports. So, which makes our life easier. Otherwise, we may misconstrue something. We may understand. Most of the time we misunderstand. Not we understand, we misunderstand. So, we try to, whatever limited understanding I have, I try to speak on this, and just depends on your, depending on your blessings. And so, Srila Prabhupada, here the main theme in the sloka is mentioning about the translation says, when a substance and its parts are separated, the acceptance of similarity between one and the other is illusion. While dreaming, one creates a separation between the existence called wakefulness and sleep. It is in such a state of mind that the regulative principles of the scriptures, consisting of injunctions and prohibitions, are recommended. So, in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, this is very apt in this particular connection, where the Purushottama Yoga, the beginning of Purushottama Yoga, that's the chapter, Lord is talking about this material world and the spiritual world. What is the, how it is a perverted reflection. So I just want to read a little bit from that, the beginning. This is the yoga of the Supreme Person. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, it is said that there is an imperishable banyan tree, that it has roots upward and its branches down, and the whose leaves are the Vedic hymns. One who knows this tree is the knower of the Vedas. This is another kind of analogy Lord Krishna is giving. So, again, for that also, the branches of this tree extend downward and upward, nourished by the three modes of material nature. The twigs are the objects of the senses. This tree also has roots going down, and these are bound to be the fruitive actions of the human society. The real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, or where its foundation is. But with determination, one must cut down this strongly rooted tree with the weapon of detachment. Therefore, one must seek that place from which, having gone, one never returns, and there surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything began and everything has extended since time immemorial. So, here the example is given. The roots are upwards. We won't find a tree in the material world. Always roots are downwards only. Where you will find a tree, the roots are upwards in the bank of the river or in the lake, we will find like that. So the point made here is the spiritual, this material world is a reflection, perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So it is like a, we
we had developed an unceremonious desire. Srila Prabhupada calls unceremonious desire. We wanted a desire. What kind of desire we want? We wanted why only Krishna should be the enjoyer. We should be the enjoyer. We want to enjoy here separately from Krishna. The enjoyment itself is not wrong actually. That is very bona fide thing only. Enjoyment is not wrong. But when we developed this unceremonious desire of enjoying separately from the Lord has to create this material world. So actually it is not a material world is superfluous actually. We don't need this material world. But the material world has to be created because in the spiritual world there is no dvanda. There is no duality. The Lord is the supreme and everybody is a subordinate. But when the living entity revolts that I don't want to be subordinate, I want to be the enjoyer also. You can be enjoyer, but I want to be the only enjoyer, prime enjoyer. Then the Lord has to create this material world. Okay, go here. And then try to exercise your freedom. And then try to go through all this situation. And then ultimately you will come to the realization that material world, there is no substance here. Immediately you may not come to know. Immediately it is, that's why Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Bahunam Janmanam. Many, many births, one has to, after taking many, many births, he comes to the conclusion, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabaha. The person, after going through many, many things, many, many bash, many, many kickings from Maya, many, many lives, not one or two lifetimes, many lifetimes, oh no, 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 oh, why should I do that? Why did I come to this material world? People come to this conclusion. And then, for that person, this philosophy starts. Oh, now what should I do? How can I disentangle myself? I have already entangled myself. Now, how can I disentangle myself and go back home, back to Godhead? That is what the situation comes. So, normally we hear this in the spiritual circles. We hear this the aphorism. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Especially from the Mayavada philosophical thing. So we get this is like a Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. So it says Brahman is Satya and this Jagat, this world is false. This is the type of understanding. But the Vaishnava understanding is different. Vaishnava understanding is Brahman Satya, no doubt about that. This Jagat also is coming from Krishna only. So it is not like a completely mithya. So it's a false or temporary. Temporary. That's what here the word false or temporary is used here. So, and there is a Srila Prabhupada gives a wonderful purport, a wonderful explanation here. The Vaisheshika philosophers, however, because of their Mayavadi conception, create differences. They say Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. The absolute truth is real and the cosmic manifestation is false. But why should the Jagat be considered Mithya? The Jagat is an emanation from Brahman, therefore the Jagat is also truth. So Jagat is also truth only, it is not Mithya. But it is a temporary. So Vaishnavas therefore do not consider the Jagat to be the Mithya. Rather they regard everything as reality in connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we can see the connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Jagat is not a problem. Because as long as we don't see the connection with the Lord, then everything is a problem. That's why Prabodhananda Saraswati Maharaj says, Kaivalyam Narakayate. And this, he says, this place is a wonderful place. No? He says, this place is a wonderful place. What is wonderful here? There is nothing wonderful. But if somebody has taken the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then this place is wonderful. Correct? So we have to understand in that context. Yes, this place is a miserable place, temporary place. But as long as you remain in that miserable condition. But here also devotees are happy. Even though that's why Srila Prabhupada quotes this sloka. Vaishnavas therefore do not consider the Jagan to be Mithya. Rather, they regard everything as reality in connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Things should be accepted for the Lord's service and not for one's personal sense gratification. If one accepts something without attachment and accepts because it is related to Krishna, one's renunciation is called Yukta Vairagya. Whatever is favorable for the rendering service to the Lord should be accepted and should not be rejected as a material thing. It's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So this way we can understand this Jagat is temporary. It's not mithya, it is like a, it's there, and that is what in the sloka also says, bhuta grama sa evayam bhutva bhutva praliyate. It is again and again, because Brahma's one day, Brahma, when Brahma goes to sleep, it is annihilated. And then again Brahma wakes up, again creation. So this cycle continues forever actually. Until otherwise, we make a determination, no, I don't want to be part of this. I don't want to be born again in this material world. So for that, Krishna gives a formula. That is what it's mentioned here. And also there is a, this place is a, the material world, as the 12th chapter says, it is a, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Material world is a projection of the spiritual world. But because the spiritual world, this is like a, what happens is sometimes the children, they play. They are playing and they have a propensity to play. And then children want to cook. I want to cook. So what the mother gives us toy kitchen. So small toy kitchen, and the children are very busy making everything. But after a few hours, they are hungry. The toy kitchen will not be able to provide their, fulfill their hunger. They need a real kitchen, real some prasadam. So the same material world is like that only. Oh, you wanted to go away? Yeah, you go away. And you try to do things here, try to make some happiness here. But after some time you get frustrated actually. After time you get frustrated. Why you are getting frustrated? Because it is made in such a way. The material world is made in, actually we belong to spiritual world. Somehow, we just made ourselves, you know, like this is falling into this material world. So our original place is Krishna's place. So that is why Krishna made this material world. Okay, you wanted to enjoy, try to enjoy, but there is no happiness here. So you just go back home. How to go back home, back to God? And he personally comes and he gives this knowledge and he sends his representative. Like this, he is helping us. So that is why, and Srila Prabhupada mentions here, the one's material body is false or temporary does not mean that the body of the Supreme Lord is false or temporary. Because this is the aham mameti. Our disease is not like, my senses are imperfect. So that means if somebody has senses, they will also be imperfect. Normally we have this philosophy very much, God is formless. Why God is formless? If God has form, I have form, I have all these problems actually. If God is form, then God also will have problem. This logic. But they don't understand there is a different form. God's form is not material. Our form is material. So that is why we have problem. So they extrapolate this idea so that God is formless. So that Srila Prabhupada says, that is why they come to the conclusion that God is like a, that one's material body is false or temporary, that means Krishna's body is also temporary. So, but Brahmaji says differently. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha. Krishna's body is Satchitananda. Arjuna is like Krishna gives in the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, gives this understanding that Krishna says, I instructed this knowledge to sun god, Vivaswan, everything. All these things after said, Arjuna is raising a question. Krishna, you are saying all these things, but sun god is senior by birth to you. How am I to understand that you instructed this science? Anybody can say, I instructed to sun god. So Arjuna is asking. So Krishna is saying that both you and me have taken many, many births. But I remember everything, but you do not remember. So this Krishna's appearance and activities are transcendental. So that is why, so when whatever Krishna does, Krishna's body is not material. If somebody thinks Krishna's body is material, then that person is like, basically he can't go anywhere actually. He has to remain here in the material world only. So that's why Prabhupada says in the purport, if material existence is temporary or false, this does not mean that spiritual world is also false. Spiritual world is also false. That is the only reality. Material world will be created, annihilated. But spiritual world, there is no annihilation. Not always there. So our, that is why Krishna says in 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you come back to my place. Na tad bhasayate suryo, na sasanko na pavakah, yad ghatva na nivartante, tad dhama paramamo. Krishna is canvassing. You come back to me. You come back to my world. There is no need of sun, no need of moon, no need of electricity. You can enjoy eternally with me. But what are you doing in the material world? Krishna is trying to induce us, giving some kind of impetus. Please come back to me. Srila Prabhupada continues here, the spiritual world is real and the material world is similar to it, as the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita says, is a perverted reflection. For example, in the desert, we sometimes find a mirage, but although the water in the mirage is false, this does not mean there is no water in reality. So we should not come to this conclusion. There is a, the desert, there is a mirage there. Yeah, mirage is there, no problem. But it doesn't mean that the mirage is there, doesn't mean there is no water anywhere else. Maybe the desert water is not there. Hare Krishna Mahat. So, and, but not in the desert. Similarly, nothing real in this material world, but reality is in the spiritual world. So, but you may ask, then what is this? What are we doing here? There is no reality in this material world. Yes, but this reality, whatever vastu, whatever items, whatever the things we see in this material world, if we can utilize them in the service of the Lord, then it is spiritual. So there is no material. So that is why we have to understand, not in this negative sense, oh, the material world is like a, there is no real. Yes, there is a substance there. There is a substance there in this. We can see there is a flower there. There is a water there. There is all the elements are there. But these things, one day it's going to be annihilated. Everything will be annihilated. But these things, even when you are staying in this material world, if we can utilize them properly in the service of the Lord, then that also elevates you. So the Lord's form and his abode, Goloka Vrindavan, in the Vaikuntha planets are the eternal realities. That is the eternal reality. Because sometimes, you know, we have a movie. Yeah? We go to a movie theater. Most of the devotees, they don't have the habit of going to the movie theater. But still, you know, for example, sake, you go to movie theater. That what is in the screen? The screen is just like a, some kind of fabric or some cloth or whatever. That's it. So there is no, without, nothing. You don't see any emotions or any kind of feelings or anything by just seeing the screen. White screen is there. What is there in that? Nothing. But when the projector starts running, so many things happening, so many scenes are coming, so many. Then you immediately relate to that. Oh, this is happening. That scene is coming. Sometimes people cry. Sometimes people laugh. And sometimes sad becomes sad. And then the hero or somebody dies there. And you also become sad. Because you relate to all of that actually. But when the movie finishes, that's it. Everything is dusted and they put the projector is off. Then that's it actually. Everything is closed. So this is like that, the whole. But people don't believe like that. People think, oh, very, very serious, very, very real. This is very, very real. I'm really into it. People ask, really into it. But this really into it is going to finish. Maybe 2 days, 2 years, 20 years, 200 years is going to finish it actually. So, but what is the real thing? So I will tell you how people become enamored actually. There was one movie. That movie, the hero drops this sword. So the people standing outside, like they're watching, they are sending a sword from here to that fellow, saying, now take this one. Because they are practically into it actually. Actually, we have to be into the pastimes of Krishna like that actually. Whenever we see Krishna pastimes, there's some kind of some drama or some things of Krishna, then we have to go into it. But normally we go to the illusion into it actually. That is not recommended actually. So, that is why it is mentioned here, in material existence there are many regulative principles and formalities. That is why we need some rules. Some rules and regulations are needed. Because if everything is going all right, no problem. In spiritual world, nobody has to go and preach in the spiritual world. Everybody is automatically serving Krishna. There is no kind of deviation or anything. But here, so that is why the rules and regulations are there. Shastra says there are so many rules and regulations are there. That important rule, the main rule to remember is smartavya satatam Vishnu, vismartavya na jatuti. Always remember Krishna and never forget him. This is the bottom line. The bottom line of all our devotional activities. activity. Whatever we do in our spiritual life, all these regulations, all the rules and regulations we have, the main rule is always remember Krishna. So that is our bread and butter. Our bread and butter is we always have to remember Krishna. And never all the activities in our devotional life is geared towards that. How we can do that? That is our success. It's Srila Prabhupada mentions about that in the I'll just read a small it says, Lord Vishnu, Krishna is the origin of Vishnu, should always be remembered and never forgotten at any time. All the rules and prohibitions mentioned in the Shastra should be the servants of these two principles. This verse is a quotation from the Padma Purana. There are many regulative principles in the Shastra and directions given by the spiritual master. These regulative principles should act as a servants of the basic principle, that is, one should always remember Krishna and never forget him. This is possible when one chants Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, one must strictly chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra 24 hours daily. One may have other duties to perform under the direction of the spiritual master, but he must first abide by the spiritual master's order to chant a certain number of rounds. So this is the how the Rupa Goswami gives this so many rules, so many instructions in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There are 64 items. So all these items are there, but all these items are there to get you to the place that you should always remember Krishna and never forget him. That is our mission. So this is our goal. Yes, that's our goal. So somehow, if we can do that, if we can do that in this material world, then that is why in the mentioned this place is like a this place is a very heavenly place actually. You know? Prabodhananda Saraswati says, you know, that this place is not a material world because everything is serving, everybody is serving the Lord. Then there is no kind of it's what is the difference? Spiritual world, everybody is serving the Lord wonderfully, and material world, if this is like a kind of a rehearsal. What we are doing here is a rehearsal. When our drama or some kind of thing, we have a rehearsal, many rehearsals. So how we are going to perform on the final day? The same way here also, we are in the material world, we are doing a rehearsal. How do we worshiping the Lord? Eventually we have to worship the Lord wonderfully there also. So here also Krishna has appeared in this particular Archamurti form so that we can appreciate him and we can serve him. So this facility Krishna has given us. So we can use this, all this understanding. So we have to, this is called Yukta Vairagya. Even though the material world is considered temporary, yes, it is considered temporary, but whatever time limit, whatever has been given to us, still it should be used properly in the service of the Lord, then it is called success actually. Otherwise, you know, like we just sometimes, you know, like we live here and we perform so many activities and then finish, again take birth again. This is like a Shankaracharya says, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani, Jatare Sayanam. Again and again, take birth, do activities and then die again, take birth. This cycle continuation will continue to happen in the material. So how to cut off this? That is possible here in this, by understanding Srimad Bhagavatam, by understanding the scriptures. That's why the scriptures are given so much importance. Sadhu Shastra Guru, we don't have to accept anything blindly. You can question, yes, Sadhu is there, and Sadhu says something, and Shastra is there. Finally, Guru is the authority. Authority. Guru says something, then we can. So that's why Krishna says in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Yas Shastra Vitim Utsrijya Vartate Kama Karana. If you just neglect Shastra, if you do anything on my own, Kama Karata, then Nasasiddhim Avapnoti Nasukam Na Paramgati. Then there is no happiness, there is no Paramgati. So that is why Shastra injunctions are there to guide us. So how we can conduct ourselves. So especially, it's very easy to say, I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul. But when it put into reality, it's very difficult actually. When you go outside, then when you get affected, then you don't think that we are not this. It's like that feeling. You sometimes you go into fight, big fight, big things are happening, because if you consider you are not this body, why all these things are happening? But that means we have not understood that clearly. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentions this sometimes, you know, like in many classes. The main point, first you understand you are not this body, you are spirit soul, then we can understand about God. Don't try to go to the God first. First you understand who you are, and then we can understand who God is. Next level it will come. You don't have to worry about that. So this way, when we understand this, we are not this body, we are spirit soul, and we have to act upon that. This is acting upon that is a difficult situation. So we have to understand. Yes, but in the material world, when we go through, there will be some kind of situations where we have to react. It's not that everything is going to be pally-pally, everybody is going to immediately offer obeisances to you, and then it's not going to happen like that. There will be some situation where it will be provocating situations will be there. So we have to remember, yes, how we have to conduct myself. So we have to, because as a devotees of the Lord, we have to know, we are representing Prabhupada, we are representing Krishna. So when we do something good, they will praise Krishna. See, for example, the Hare Krishnas are good. But why? Because then the whole credit will go up actually. When we do something wrong, then the Hare Krishnas are useless. No, we should not behave in such a way. Because I remember in Srila Prabhupada when he was there, so there was some fire, something happened, then the devotees were holding some, all that. They were doing something in the city. What was it? That some big big sheet or some big things. Everybody could jump out of the building into that thing. Then everybody, Hare Krishnas are doing. Because otherwise they say, what are you doing? Just chatting and dancing. You are not doing any humanitarian work or anything. But all these people are saved. Then everybody, this is wonderful. The Hare Krishna devotee. See, like this, we are saving people. They don't know. Sometimes it's not like a saving people doesn't mean that only keeping that sheets and then people fall. That is not the only saving. When you give Harinam, when you give Krishna Prasadam, people are saved, but they don't realize it. How many people are saved by taking Krishna Prasadam, the crossways, Gopals, the other Radhe? So people come and take Prasadam. And then once you take Prasadam, and then your spiritual bank account starts actually. So this is the trick actually. This is the trick. How? Because some people may not be interested in the philosophy. How many people came to Krishna consciousness? Very, very few people. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed the philosophy, like very few people, Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and very Prakashananda Saraswati, very, very few people only he discussed philosophy. Most of the time, chanting and prasadam and all. That is same thing here also, because not many people, but once you come, once you take to this the process, once the interest is there, once their liking comes, then rules and regulations will come. That's why Srila Prabhupada, immediately gives iskan bullet, gives gulab jamun, this and that way, people will get the liking. Once you get the liking, then you want to give something. Yes, Tamal Krishna Maharaj used to say, when you have to make life membership, don't ask life membership is 20,000. First you give your life for Krishna. Oh, that fellow will be afraid. I have to give my life for Krishna. How much is the donation for life membership? Because I would rather become a life member than to give a life for Krishna. So this is like people are very, very, so that way, if somebody is prepared to give their life for Krishna, then what do you need for life membership actually? He is prepared to give your life for Krishna. He has already given. I have given my life for Krishna. That is better actually. So like that, we have to somehow or other use these instructions of the Shastra. And main instruction is always remember Krishna and never forget him. So this instruction we should not forget actually. Actually, never forget Krishna. Before that, this instruction also we should not forget actually. Because if we forget this instruction, then we will be in big trouble actually. So all these other things, whatever we do, deity worship and all the prasada seva, tulsi puja, all these things, 64, they are all important. Don't think they are not important. They are equally important. But the main aim should be we have to remember Krishna. If we can do that, then it is good. If we can't, you do all of that and forget Krishna, then it is a bit difficult actually. So that is why we have to mold, Srila Prabhupada calls, we have to mold our life in such a way. We have to mold. This is the life should be molded. Our pattern of life, how we conduct ourselves, what is our activity, should be molded in such a way so that we can remember Krishna always. All the circumstances we can make like that. Home we can make like that. Even office we can make like that. What is the problem? Office, they do so many things they hear, so many things they do. Why can't we do our activity? We can do that actually. We can make the spiritual atmosphere in the office also. provide within the reasonable limit. You can't have the whole altar set up, everything there may not have, but still within the reasonable limits you can hear something, some bhajan, some kirtan, something you can put. So this way we have to mold our life in such a way so that we can achieve, because otherwise we come to this place, there is so much closer, we come so much closer to Prabhupada, so much closer to the deities. If we don't take full advantage of that, then again we have to come back. And what is the guarantee that at that time everything will be favorable? Well, Krishna gives the guarantee. You will be born in a suchi naam shimatam gehe yoga brashta brijayate. Krishna gives the guarantee. You will take birth in a pious aristocratic family, from there you can continue. But still, the circumstances, we don't know what will happen there. So better now only we have to make a solution to this problem. Not like, wait, we will see later. Nothing will happen actually. After that, situation may change and our body, strength, everything will be weak. Nothing can be done actually. I'll stop here. Sorry, this is very technical. I don't have that much capacity to explain all these things. But suffice to know that this is a body is temporary, but this should be used in the service of the Lord, so that way the best benefit of this human form of life is achieved. So, thank you. Any questions or more like comments, Gopa Vrindeshwar, please. Any comments or anything, please. Anything, please add also.
Hare Krishna, Karunani Prabhu. Thank you very much for a wonderful class.
Thank you.
Lord Krishna also says the same thing. Second chapter, he's just emphasizing that you are not body, you are soul, spiritual soul. What you're saying. And ninth chapter also, he says, ninth chapter, 22nd verse. Satatam kirtiyanto mam ye jana paripaste.
Ananyas chintayanto mam
ye jana paripaste. Tesham nidbhyuktanam yo kshemavam.
Krishna looks
so up. He gives a guarantee that I'll take care of you, whatever you possess, I'll make sure it is there with you, and whatever you lack, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
So the only way to get out is spiritual, to the spiritual world is Hari Nam.
Yeah.
So always remember Krishna. So thank you very much.
Thank
wonderful.
You, Prabhu.
Hare
thank
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned that the spiritual world is absolute reality. So if the atmosphere in the spiritual world was so nice and was spiritual, how is it possible for us to become envious of Krishna in such an atmosphere?
This is a very million-dollar question actually. This question is called million-dollar question. Because Krishna says, when you come back to this material world, you will never go back to this, when you are in the spiritual world. Because Krishna has given the free will. Krishna has given the free will. You can, as a jiva, we can exercise the free will at any point in time. It's like a, same like a, people sometimes, even the material world, they have the parents are very affluent, they are billionaires, millionaires, and but the child say, no, I don't want to live with you, I don't know, I want to go away. So yes, not most actually. That is why the now in this world, whatever people we see is just like only a fraction only. This material world is a small fraction. But spiritual world is like a ekapada vibhuti. This is only one small portion only. But majority of the people in the spiritual world, they are wonderfully serving the Lord. They are not envious of the Lord. They don't have this enemy. But we here in the material world, we see, even though this is a very, population is so much, but still, that how many people come here, that is mind-boggling. But still, why? Because they can use this free will to go away from Krishna and stay with Krishna. So that free will always applies. Wherever, whether you are in the conditioned state or in the liberated state, the free will is always there. So because the misuse of the free will, sometimes it happens also. So we can, why the boy, even though he has billions and billions are there, why he wants to go away from his father? What is the reason? You may be frustrated for something, some other reason. So same way the jiva also, if he is frustrated, then, but again, Krishna is still kind to that person also. So okay, frustrated, okay, get lost. No, not like that. Okay, you are good. So, but what can I do? Okay, you want to be separate? Be separate. I will make arrangement for you. I will give an apartment for you. I will give everything, all the facilities I will give. One day he will come back to the realization, oh, I miss my father. I did a mistake. That is what our position is. So Guru's position is to show, oh, this is your father. Your father is here, wealthy father. He can provide you everything. Why are you rotting in the street? Huh? And then I understood. But the good thing is, having gone through the struggle, you may not do it again. Not like today I go away from my father, tomorrow again go away from my father. Again, every day you may not do. You may do, then all these things are, the impressions are there. Having gone away from Krishna, whatever the sufferings we have gone through, so that will be an impetus not to go away from Krishna. So I will just clarify with Govipu. Prabhu, is that a proper understanding? Or please, if you can elaborate a little bit. Because this question is like many times asked. I also asked a few times. I don't know whether... Is it correct? Because what happens is, sometimes people say it's a contradictory. Krishna says, yad gatvana nivartante taddhama paramamama. You come back to me, you will never go back to this. But that means, having said that, how you are going back? That means, Krishna is not wrong. Krishna will never say anything wrong. And Krishna's absolute. Okay, so then how it is happening? Because we exercise our free will. We exercise our free will to go away from Krishna. Then Krishna, that free will is so powerful, it forces Krishna to create this material world. Create material world is not needed. Because the living entity created a desire that I want to enjoy. So it is making Lord to create this one. So that's my limited understanding. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantharas Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Radha Vallabh ki jai, Shishi Gornita ki jai, Shishi Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Dev ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.